Lila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Ben Reli Melech. Psachim Perg Vav Mishnah Aleph. Elu Dvam BePesach Doichin Es HaShabbos. These are the things of Pesach that are Doich HaShabbos. Shchitasoi, the shechting the carbon Pesach, that's a malacha. Uzrikas Damoi, and also throwing the blood on the Mizbeach. Umichui Kravav, and the wiping off of the inner part of the animal, because they didn't want the animal to spoil, so they would give it a wipe down on the inside. And this is an issue that's similar to Dush, like the Tiferes Roel explains, that you're taking the psoles from Ochel. They'd wipe away all the psoles that was inside the animal. Nevertheless, it was Doicha Shabbos, even though it's a Derabanan, that they didn't want the Me'ayim, the innards, the stomachs, to spoil. Vehekter Chalavav, and be makter the fats, which is part of the actual process of the avod of the Karban Pesach, and that's Doicha Shabbos. Taisi Center brings the Gemara, that even though one is able to be makriv the chalav all night, so why do you have to do this on Shabbos? So we see, the Gemara says, that we see chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that they varm p'darim, even though they're brought all night, still because we see that shchita of Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, so too must be that Taras Chalavim is also going to be Doicha Shabbos, because it's part of the same avoda. And therefore, even though they could do it later, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, it's part of the avoda, and they would do it even on Shabbos. However, when it came to roasting the Karban Pesach, and also actually washing out the insides, not just wiping them down, that was not Doicha Shabbos. We understand Sli is not Doicha Shabbos. That's not part of the Karban process. The washing, L'chor, is also Derabanan, for the same reason, but it's not Doicha Shabbos because since you could just wipe it down, that it doesn't spoil, you wouldn't then need to wash it too. However, Harkavosai, carrying the Karban Pesach on your shoulders, the Rav says to bring it, derech reshus harabim, to the Azara, meaning carrying it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'avaso michutz l'tchum, also carrying it from outside the tchum. Now the Rav says that these are both an iser of shvus, these are both drabanans. Even if you'd carry it on your shoulders, derech reshus harabim, which we're going to go into in a second, because Yerushalayim, l'chor, is not reshus harabim from Ervin. So what does he mean by that? But if you carry derech reshus harabim to the Azara, it's still not a problem, because when you would be carrying it, it would be alive, and we have a din of chai noiseis atzmo. So that's why it was only a shvus, but this shvus was not Doicha Shabbos. But the problem is that, and I saw Reb Kiva Eger asked this, that the only one that holds by animals that a chai is noiseis atzmo is ben besera. We had in Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel, as far as the makom shenego limkor behema gasa, we held that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa and ben besera matred besus. He allowed us to sell a horse to a non-Jew, stam. We weren't afraid that he'd rent it out and then the animal would end up carrying for you, because even if the animal carried another animal, Ben Becerra held that another little bird that the horse is carrying on his shoulder is not a problem because Chai Noisias Atzmo. But the Chum disagreed with that. They did not hold that a Chai Noisias Atzmo. They only said it by an Adam, by a human being. And the Rav says over there that the Halach is like the Chacham, not like Ben Becerra. So we hold, L'chaira, that only by a human being. When a human being is carried, a human being holds himself up. We say Chai Noisias Atzmo by a human being. So what does the Rav mean over here when he says that it was only an Isser Shvus? Because if they'd be carrying an animal, we say Chai Noisias Atzmo. We don't say Chai Noisias Atzmo by animals. Only Ben Becerra holds that. And Rabbi Kivager actually leaves this with his tzarch in. Either way, one could not do this on Shabbos. V'chatichas yabalto, and also cutting off the wart. Ein doichen es haShabbos. All these cases, you're not doichen Shabbos. The Rav explains that all these things could have been done the day before. They did not need to have been done on Shabbos. And we hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that davar she'efshar la'asoysi be'erev Shabbos, ein doichen es haShabbos. If you could have done it before Shabbos, like machshirei mitzvah, making a knife or something like that, since it could have been done erev Shabbos, it's not doicha Shabbos. So these things you could have done. You could have brought the animal before Shabbos, and also you could have cut off the wart before Shabbos, so therefore it's not doicha Shabbos. Now the cutting the wart we're talking about a shvus, because if you would cut a wart with a knife, that would be an issa d'oraisa. But we're dealing with, Rav explains, if he'd bite it off or use his hands or something like that. Even if it's moist, it's a shinoi. It's a shvus, but nevertheless, it's also because they should have done it the day before. Therefore, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer Doichen. Rebbe Eliezer says it is Doicha Shabbos. This is Rebbe Eliezer's famous shita we had by Rebbe Eliezer Demila in Shabbos, that Machshirei Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos. Even if I could have done it the day before, there's no difference according to Rebbe Eliezer, and all these cases are Doicha Shabbos. As long as right now, there's no other way for me to do the mitzvah. But if you have no other resort, even something that you could have done Erev Shabbos, is also Doicha Shabbos according to Rebbe Eliezer.